listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. House baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think it's a devil's tongue, you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm
every
talking.
Chance you get.
You
every
joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
really funny.
Around
really
our
funny.
Ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House baby. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ha 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 ha
Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host V, and I'm going through a little bit of trials and tribulations here just to get you tonight's show. Get everything ready for on the computer, another access device, just tested everything up until about 15 minutes ago. Everything was working fine, and I can't answer the phone call. I can't answer my producer. I can't do anything. So I go back to this old device, and then, well, you know, here I am. So I'm not gonna miss a show if I don't have to. So I'm here for you guys. I have my co-host here, Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
All right, and another reason why getting a lot of flack right now is because of the subject matter in which we're going to cover. Yeah, we're going to talk about Will Filler's leaked document. Will Filler, who was an agent at the NSA, actually leaked the Mind Control PSYOP manual back in 1999. And I'm hoping to get people aware of this document. It's old, but it's still relevant. It's actually what's going on today. So I've made some audio clips for you guys, so let's go ahead and play the first one, if you will.
The following information is an overview of one area of NSA intelligence technology and applications. Technology description, case history summaries, and the NSA's behavioral modification procedure. Outline documented for the non-technical person. Subliminal implanted post-hypnotic suggestions and scripts using acoustically delivered and phonetically accelerated. Post-hypnotic commands without somnambulistic preparation in the subject for intelligence and counterintelligence. applications by the United States National Security Agency. Computer simulated subconscious speech language. Applications. 1. Intelligence. Used on foreign and domestic diplomats, spies, and citizens to gather intelligence, steal advanced technology for U.S. defense applications. Surveys of citizens' opinions to government events and propaganda. Heavy survey use during times of war, economic strife, and political elections. War against drugs. Used to identify investments that have high yield to support clandestine operations. Used to direct field agents without the agents having to carry communications hardware and encryption devices. 2. Counterintelligence. Used on foreign and domestic diplomats, spies, and citizens to identify intelligence operations, scope, participants, communication methods, and weaknesses in individuals, systems, equipment, or signals that can be exploited. Additional applications include misinformation dissemination, confusing and confounding leaders during critical decision moments, distorting significance of various facts to sway decisions and actions in U.S. favor, behavioral modification of foreign spies to betray their loyalties, self-initiated executions, suicides.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that? Go ahead.
Well, I think this will definitely say some key things in there straight away, like what they're going to listen for, what they're going to monitor you for, like even the one that says what investments are going to be profitable, you know, to listen in on your conversations, to see, it's like an insider trading in the stock market that's legalized just for them, isn't it? Or how to give misinformation to a world leader to further their own agency's agendas, you know, during key decision-making moments to give whatever information supports their control of the world. Says it. Plain as day.
Exactly. That's how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. Okay? The Illuminati said that only certain people are allowed to be rich. I'm going to tell you, yes, I have experienced a lot of this, okay? Even when doing business and this sort of thing, there's a lot of corporations and corporate espionage. Now, Facebook and the NSA have done their best to quell what's coming up here in the future, but it's coming anyways. But they'll say spies, but it no longer applies to spies anymore. Okay? It's bad.
And getting people to kill themselves, it also kind of alludes to that too, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
Suicide.
Targeted individual program. you lose your job, your resources, your family, your home, vehicle, you're homeless, and you kill yourself. That's generally where it goes. Some people kill themselves before the homeless stage, but yes. That's why you people see homeless people walking about in the streets with their carts talking to themselves. Okay? All right, let's go ahead with the next clip, please.
Behavior modification and accelerated resocialization. This technology is used to develop and control spies, political candidates, and other public figures through psychological intimidation, fear, and extortion. Example. The NSA uses this technology to resocialize, brainwash, the U.S. civilian voting population into giving their lives to Christ, giving up their personal will and civil rights to the NSA. Each subject is required to maintain a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, following the precepts of the Bible and doing what is ordered by the NSA. The technology is also used to monitor and optimize NSA employee performance and loyalty.
Okay. All right, so hit me. I'm gonna let you have first hits on all these. So
well, you know, first thing that comes to mind is you hear them clearly saying they're using the Christian construct to control people and pushing that construct as an agenda to justify, I guess, almost like a manifest destiny. We could do what we want as long as our side wins. And yet everybody's still blaming things all on the Jews, but here you got a document that quite clearly says that, hey, Christian organization too is pushing its own agenda and trying to own the world. And it doesn't just say world leaders there, it says general population to manipulate mind control toward their aims. It's typical.
Right. Right. So, yeah, not just spies, people, okay? Yeah, I mean, I've had people talk to me and then talk to me in certain ways, like they have special insider information on me. And then you ever have these arguments where you think the argument's over, you walk away, then you hear somebody shout something.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? What'd you say? You want to keep going?
You and mumble it under your breath.
I've walked back to these people. They're confused. Like, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. And then I realized, okay, so they're cloning the voice. They're doing that thing. And so I've never responded to that ever again. So they stopped doing it. But that doesn't stop them from using out other people against me. I've had arguments continue on because, yeah, people will come back and say, wait, what'd you say? What'd you say? I didn't say anything. You're hearing stuff. So to confuse people and all that, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine how many fights the NSA has instigated. It's not just for communications with their agents on the field. Okay? This is everybody. Okay? Everybody. Did you have anything to add to that before we went on to the next piece?
We're so owned. Now, I'm curious to hear the next one, because I couldn't really read that document you passed, because it's such a small font, and I'm only using a phone. Right. I really couldn't do my homework. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Definitions and acronyms. 1. Age regression, the act of bringing back past memories in a subject, though the use of hypnosis. The memories can be very vivid and real in the mind of the subject. 2. Hypnoamnesia, temporary loss of memory due to a post-hypnotic suggestion. 3. NSA, United States National Security Agency, Fort Meade, Maryland. 4. ODO, on-duty officer, or officer on duty. 5. Post-hypnotic command, same as post-hypnotic suggestion. This term command is more commonly used when the hypnosis is forcibly given to the subject and when the subject's will has been broken down, though the use of REM sleep. Deprivation and suggestibility index. Increasing drugs like CNS and cardiovascular stimulants. The exposure to extreme REM deprivation and select chemical stimulants cause the subject to have no ability to resist the suggestion any longer, thereby making it a command. 6. Post-hypnotic suggestion, a subconscious suggestion or command resident and potentially active in the subject following a hypnotic trance or period of direct access to the subconscious mind. 7. Post-hypnotic suggestibility index, an index or rating of a subject's susceptibility and sensitivity to hypnosis. 8. REM-DEP, abbreviation for REM sleep deprivation or REM deprivation. A subject deprived from REM sleep has multiple symptoms, i.e. reduced protein synthesis, black circles around eyes, loss of short-term memory, confusion, impulsiveness, anger, frustration, diminished self-esteem, increased suggestibility, reduced productivity, apathy, and depression. Long-term REM deprivation results in death. 9. Script, a carefully constructed series of words arranged in the form of a post-hypnotic suggestion. The script will generally consist of 4 separate parts. 1. An identifier, subject's name, description, or other identifying factor. 2. Trigger activation condition or conditions, when, what or how the suggestion will trigger. 3. The content, what the trigger will precipitate in the perception of the subject. 4. An iteration, when or under what conditions will it stop or finish. Additional reinforcing scripts are usually added to strengthen or reinforce the central post-hypnotic command. 10. Somnambulatory state, an abnormal condition of sleep in which motor acts, like walking, running, are performed. This state is typically achieved and a prerequisite to traditional hypnosis. 11. Subliminal implant, a post-hypnotic suggestion successfully delivered to the subject's subconscious mind.
Well, okay, let me first say that this is a bit old. It's outdated. Of course, it's 20 years after the fact from all this. Okay, so we're going from a hypnotic to harassment. We're going from subliminal to overt. Okay, so this is what targeted individuals are going through today. Now, with the scenarios where you replace hypnosis, when you replace, you know, the subliminal, when everything is being driven in your head like a nail, it's overt, it's there, your every waking thought. That being put into this scenario is what targeted individuals are going through today. But these are some of the terminologies that these people use. I hate calling people psychopathic flashbacks. But yes, go ahead, Rob.
Well, just thinking, you know, they could use all these words of subliminal this and subliminal that, but I just call it brainwashing. You know, how to get a reaction from somebody by taking their sleep away. And that's a way I'm well targeted. I'm well targeted to not sleep. Noises, things, interruptions of all sorts of kinds can happen. Because, you know, with electronic harassment, they could target people next to you to suddenly have an argument or something that keeps you awake. You know, these type of behaviors from the people around you that give that triggered response from you. Anger, no sleep. In enough times not sleeping, like they said, it can cause death, depressions, and all sorts of behaviors that wouldn't normally come from a person, you know, to put it mildly. And they're telling the, you know, the ages, here's the steps to go through. First do this, and this. If that don't work, you know, identify the triggers. What's the room 101 of this person? What do they fear the most? Because fear is a really good way to break somebody and make them very susceptible to implanting of thoughts and actions into people.
Well, not only that, it's also the fact that you have all these symptoms from not sleeping. It makes you look like you have a psychosis when somebody's checking you out, trying to analyze how you're doing. It makes you look crazy.
A question I'll pose to listener, just to ask yourself, how do you feel that your tax dollars are used by an openly admitted agency that's here to harass you? It's their goal.
Precisely. Precisely. Hey, guys, we're going to take a small break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Going over the NSA Mind Control PSYOP manual leaked by Will Filler. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. It's unbelievable, in fact. Which is why they do these things, because it is not believable. But yet it's real. So we'll go ahead and continue on. Let's go ahead with the next piece of audio.
Five technology overview. In addition to the ability to see and hear what is going on inside people's homes, vehicles, and businesses through the use of nearly microscopic digital surveillance technology, the NSA is able to interrogate and influence a person subconsciously without the knowledge or consent of the subject. Transceivers. NSA nearly microscopic electronic surveillance devices that collect and transmit encrypted audio, color, video, and location coordinates collected at the subject site to NSA satellites that in turn forward it to NSA Central Intelligence Operations. The devices also receive encrypted audio scripts from NSA Central Intelligence Operations through the satellites and deliver it to the subject's site in the form of a subliminal post-hypnotic suggestion. These devices are approximately the size of the head of a straight pin and can be concealed in houses, offices, automobiles, planes, and street corners.
Does that sound familiar to you, Rob?
Absolutely. You know, spy, spy, spy. They want to know everything. How they can nanotech in our bodies. You know, they say nearly microscopic. You know, so it's not like you're going to see these old bugs, these big things in the lamps like you see in the old spy movies. This stuff is, it's out there. It's already in the environment. All it has to do is be accessed.
Yep. Microscopic, nearly microscopic. Wow, that is around the nanometer range, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, by definition.
Yeah. So it's not a coincidence that these planes are flying over and dumping aluminum on us. Wow.
And, the level. And other things. It's not just jet planes that disperse stuff in our atmosphere. You got high altitude balloons with platform gondolas underneath that disperse whatever it is our oppressors choose to disperse on us at that time. So, you know, I think it's just a jet plane is narrowing our scope of it.
Well, you know, we got to start somewhere, you know. That's my only.
That's answer. The obvious one to people.
That's the visible part. Correct. Absolutely.
But as people might notice, you know, as the jet plane traffic has diminished around the planet during this COVID, the chemtrails have not stopped. And if you ever driven and flown in a plane, you're up at about 40,000 feet, as high as the commercial jets fly, and you look above you out the window and you see 20,000 feet above you chemtrails, you know something else is doing. And whatever's in that mix is not consensual to all of us. It's not disclosed openly where we get a choice or even an open debate about it. You know, could we have less poisoning, please? We don't want to be spied on all throughout the house, everywhere we go. You know, I have done nothing wrong. Why are you monitoring me? You know, that's kind of where I go with things. People say, you know, if you don't do nothing wrong, you have no fear. You shouldn't fear being monitored. Well, I've done no wrong. I don't deserve to be monitored. Is how I feel about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Without your knowledge or consent. Now, in my documentary, I'm not sure which one I put it in. I think in one of my last two documentaries, I put in the clip where that Brennan guy, the former head of CIA, was disclosing the fact that chemtrails was being used. Aluminum was being dumped into the atmosphere. Ooh. After 25 years of lying, saying, what chemtrails? Government denying it. After 25 years. Why would you deny it? It took him 25 years to come up with this global warming lie?
Yeah, it was the setup to get us to ask for it. That Hegel's dialectic, yet the solution, chemtrails. The problem, they say, is global warming. The reaction, save me, big smother. You know, spray me like a bug. Reflect the sunlight into outer space. The trees don't need it. The plants and animals don't need sunlight. We don't need vitamin D, big brother. You know what's best for us.
Yeah.
Telling you about folks, U.S. interest, when you hear them say that on the news, is not your interest. It's the interest of the corporations, bottom line of profit and control, leverage over other countries' leaders and stuff. This is information, what it's used for. I'll give you an example. There's some politicians out there that are perverts. They're fiddling with children. The NSA knows this. They have it well documented. Now, when it comes time for key votes or introduce a bill that benefits the NSA's agendas, this person that they have leverage on will be let known that leverage is on them and they don't want this information found out. So that can cause the politicians to not serve the people and serve the private interests that have information on them. Well, look what's going on right now with Hunter Biden. You know, that crack incident.
Hold on. We got a good break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Here at
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Okay, and we are back. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, here with my co-host as well, Rob D. Rob D was rapping about something about Biden. Well, can you face what you were talking about there before we went to break? Uh-oh. Did we lose Rob? Oh, unmute yourself, Rob.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was kind of talking about how the manipulation of the NSA and various agencies that are using this spy tech on us to even influence elections and stuff. And look at this information that came out about Biden's son. And within, like 2 weeks or so of the election, suddenly here's pictures of movies, videos are out floating around the internet of Hunter Biden raping Chinese children, smoking crack in a crack pipe in a bathtub. And these pictures are very conveniently all over the internet with not enough time for damage control to occur for the other political party. You know, it's very dirty games that can be done with this tech. And it's not kindness that comes from such technology. You know, we've often felt that ISIS and all that was created by the CIA as a boogeyman, if you will, to get us to feel safer in all these measures that were now being used to lock us down because of 9/11, Patriot Act type freedom losses. So this information they're using isn't keeping us safe. It's not stopping anything from happening. All it's doing is causing the worst things to happen, our freedoms to go away, our manipulation of our lives to actually be mesmerized and mind controlled deliberately with malice aforethought by a government that's supposed to be there to serve the will of the people, not the will of itself. Does that make sense? Absolutely. You know, this is what we've been telling you all about, this document, this stuff here. And this is from 20 years ago. You'd imagine what upgrades as empathy seems to have lessened on this planet in the past few decades. You can imagine the policies now are a lot less nice, so to speak. They'll be more nefarious.
Indeed. Absolutely. So many ways this tech can be used. In so many ways it is being used. So let's go ahead and go on to the next audio clip, please.
The covered message delivered to you could be MR. Jones, imagine that the IRS were auditing your taxes. Think back to a time you have cheated on your taxes and that you are worried that the IRS might find out in an audit. If you have never cheated on your taxes and have nothing to fear, you will feel an itch on your right-hand earlobe that will go away when you scratch it. If you can be caught by an IRS audit, you will feel an itch in the left nostril of your nose that will disappear after you itch it twice. From your perspective, you have just had a fleeting thought about your past tax returns and had an innocent itch, thought label. To the NSA officer on duty, Odo, you have just communicated to him whether you have ever 1. Cheated on your taxes, and 2. If the IRS could catch you in an audit. 2. This is a very oversimplified example of a typical NSA interrogation. Actual interrogation messages may consist of several hundred words and be very complex and sophisticated. Most messages consist of several dozen words. Yes, indeed. The NSA has exceeded the wildest expectations of the book 1984. As you can imagine, the spy world has reached a new plateau that directly affects every person in the USA and abroad. This electronic surveillance system extends down through Mexico, Central America, and deep into populated regions of South America. It also has been installed in Australia, Africa, and the free world countries in Europe. 3. The NSA's goal is to have the whole world under its electronic eye by the year 2000. They are almost there now, but are having difficulties with high-tech countries that have the counterintelligence resources to identify the high-frequency bursts of microwave transmission from the transceivers. The system also has the ability to take a voice print from any person and place it on file. This file can be used to locate the subject later by comparing it to real-time surveillance audio samples received from the field as long as the subject is speaking in close proximity to a transceiver. If the person is aware that the NSA has this capability and remains silent, the NSA can transmit a periodic worldwide message that addresses the person by name and causes them to dream and talk in their sleep. After the person talks, the voice print would be eventually identified and the person's location can be identified nearly anywhere in the world. Yes, it is a small world, and getting smaller all the time. 4. This technology was originally conceived under CIA studies and fascination with the power of hypnosis in the late 1950s, and perfected by very early 1960s and implemented with unlimited resources to all areas of vital national security interest. First. Originally, after noting the behavioral effects and visual subliminal effects like the highly publicized event where stating "Drink Coca-Cola" on a single movie frame delivered a higher rates of speed than normal movie viewing raised the obvious question, does the human hearing work as good as eyesight accepting messages? Preliminary theory work was transferred to Fort Meade NSA, who had expertise in characterizing language in analog domains, where a sampled phoneme could be edited, shortened by removing excess sine waveforms from the acoustic wave train, and electronically reconstructed back into shortened words of language. Some of the early experiments included remote viewing at NSA, where the viewer would relax, open their mind, and explain the clarity of images that were described by the NSA using this technology. These early experiments allowed the NSA to refine the specifications of the computer-simulated subconscious speech language and the scripting formats to maximize the ability to deliver an accurate vision or picture into the subject. Pictures already seen by the subject could simply be recalled using age regression script variations.
Okay, sorry about that. I have trouble with my earpiece here. All right. Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear you. I was muted. She just said a lot. She just said a real lot there. I don't know if y'all caught it or not, but, you know, they're talking about how would they get a voice print from somebody, and they said if they can't get one from you easily, they would beam you, make you talk in your sleep, and get it that way. How much more invasive does a government, can the government be than to actually invade your sleep and force you to speak in your sleep, which is also costing you sleep? Yes. So wrong. Literally, the government is in every aspect of your life, including your dreams or your screams. The American dream brought to you by the NSA, if you will.
Mm. Well, I'm having a little bit of hardware difficulties, so I apologize for the ruffling sounds. But anyhow, yes, and this is, once again, the old technology, the old way they got people to do this. Now everything is gotten from reconstruction. Anything can be done artificially now. They can make whatever evidence they want in almost any scenario. Okay?
There's technology out there to make a video that looks like you, or repeat your profile pictures with new ones that the computer can predict. And you could be cloned digitally so that your online, whatever digital persona can do things that your real body is going to have to pay for later.
Exactly. Exactly. How many more clips do we have left, Mike? I lost track. Yeah, one left. Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into that.
Abstract. Behavioral modification. 1. The NSA's behavioral modification process starts with identification and qualification of the subject. The NSA used to choose subjects based on the subject's net present value to the agency in public visibility, financial resources, political clout, or other intelligence and counterintelligence reasons. Additional considerations are given to minimizing security risks of exposure, the subject's post-hypnotic suggestibility index, the subject's intelligence and reasoning ability, moral and superstitious beliefs, and the subject's social status and the weakness of the subject's primary support groups, family. Now, a recent report referenced in the March 26th business section of the Orange County Register from the National Sleep Foundation reports that 40% of Americans are experiencing sleeping problems. This news could indicate that the NSA is broadening its influence to the greater public. As explained below in this document, the NSA always starts its behavioral modification process with REM deprivation. 2. After selection, the subject is subjected to long periods of REM sleep deprivation and reinforced torturing post-hypnotic suggestions that will break down the subject's will, confidence, self-reliance, and moral values. Meanwhile, the subject is increasingly isolated from their familiar and trusted peer groups, causing the subject to experience depression, apathy, and ultimately social and financial failure. 3. Typical post-hypnotic induced delusions reported by subjects are tingling in various areas of the body, which are thought to be resulting from microwave beams. Hearing ticks, thumps, or cracks from walls, ceilings, clocks, lights, etc. Beliefs that the subject's neighbors are conspiring against them, or that the subject is being followed. Sometimes subjects believe that the various perceptions, feelings, and experiences are the result of implants in their body. It is important for the subjects to understand that the NSA controls this technology from nuclear-hardened underground shelters, and the neighbors next door have nothing to do with the subject's experiences. Nobody has the time or inclination to follow a subject around with a microwave gun to tickle various parts of the body. We are saturated with microwaves all the time from television stations, communication satellites, etc., and yet we do not have any symptoms because microwaves do not have the ability to trigger localized synaptic responses in our brains. Furthermore, when the subject is in a room surrounded by several people, and the subject is the only one experiencing the thoughts, tingling feelings, etc., then obviously a delivery method is being employed that affects only the subject, high-speed acoustic delivered hypnosis. 4. After a while, the subject has an emotional breakdown and a new support group is built around the subject. The new support group is typically a church with doctrines centered in the Bible, but the NSA also uses cults and other social groups. The NSA prefers Christian churches because the doctrines allow God or Jesus to speak directly to the subject, and the negative reinforcement can be attributed with Satan and the positive rewards can be considered to be blessings from God, thereby masking the NSA's technology and processes. When the NSA uses other relationships without in which the subject experiences a religious awakening and gives their life to Christ, and the NSA achieves total control of the subject. 5. The subject is slowly released from the damaging uncomfortable hypnosis and it is replaced with positive rewarding hypnosis as God and Jesus works in their life. Soon, the subject has complete loyalty to Jesus, aka, NSA, and will do anything on command from Jesus, NSA. 6. The subject is required to give daily status reports in the form of prayers in the privacy of their home, office, or car where the NSA's electronic surveillance system captures and sorts the prayers by keywords. The NSA then delivers additional hypnosis in the form of punishments or rewards or directs the subject accordingly to God's will. If the subject resists the NSA's instructions, additional punishments are inflicted on the subject. 7. The subject is institutionalized in this system where any nonconformances committed by the subject are watched, critiqued, and reported on through prayer by other Christians to the NSA. Thus, the new church peer group acts as a behavioral reinforcing mechanism that will bring any of the subject's problems to the NSA as they have been trained themselves. This is similar to the Nazi Gestapo of World War II and other communist approaches. 8. A subject that has successfully completed the NSA's behavioral modification program lives out the rest of their mediocre life in service to Jesus, NSA, and never causes any waves in the church or news media for fear of reprisal from the NSA. The subject's lives are relatively unproductive because their focus is on their life after death and not what they accomplish while they are alive. They avoid worldly activities, and usually are confused and disjointed in rational thoughts and concepts. For instance, they don't believe in anything that is not in the Bible, i.e. dinosaurs, evolution, space travel, even though they ride on airplanes and watch television, both of which are not referenced in the Bible.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Huh?
I think I've voiced my opinion on that subject many times about how they use religion as a control method. And yeah, it's a great one. You can just say, well, God told me to do this, blah, blah. Yeah, it can take you out of your world service to look inward all the time instead of looking at what's around you. And I think it was well said when they pointed that out, that they don't really affect the world around them because they're concentrating more on their afterlife than the actual life they're living. You see a lot of that in the Q movement, actually, this religion, God's telling me type thing. So, yeah, you can see a psyop in that kind of spelled out in the textbook document here. We tell them how you're being beamed. You sleep with a phone next to you, you're an idiot. You know, transceivers, folks. Transceiver. They can transmit and receive, right?
That's a special word for the day, transceivers.
That's it. That was a key word they used. That tells a lot that communication is going to go both ways. It's not just beaming into you. It can pull information out of you. It'll get you to talk in your sleep, touch you to tell your secrets, tell the NSA everything so it can use it against you. I keep mentioning Room 101. Any of y'all familiar I believe it was in 1984. The Room 101 is where your biggest fear is kept. And they will make you confront that fear to control you, to break you, to brainwash you. And in the end, didn't they have the main character, Wilson? He was actually out on a video admitting, oh, I had sex with that woman on purpose, deliberately gave her syphilis, saying whatever the state says, which could have been a contrived video. But I'm telling you, the technology and the manipulation of the state, that's a really good book, 1984. It should be moved from the fiction section to the nonfiction section now, that's for sure.
Amen on that one. Amen.
And a good example of targeting in advance would be, sometimes we get targeted on this show, kicking you out of the chat or me or even Mike, the producer. And it's always when we've announced a little bit ahead of time what we're going to talk about. Like today, for instance, sometime between when I went to bed last night and got up this morning, you had put sound bites in so that Mike knows what to play. But that also told the NSA what we're going to talk about today. So what was their reaction was to go after your devices so you couldn't come online at the time you said you were. When you did, it was just not the sound quality wasn't there. They targeted the transmission. They know ahead of time what we were going to talk about.
Absolutely, yes. And that is people. The government the government / corporations are not paying these churches to put these emitters atop the buildings for nothing. Okay?
Exactly.
Churches. Why are they paying churches to do this? They could pay anybody to put a 5G emitter on their residence or business. They could pay anybody. But they're grabbing all the churches. Ha ha!
Yeah, one day all the churches on a Sunday are going to say they saw Jesus or the Virgin Mary all at once. And they're just beaming into everybody's head, put that signal out on those towers.
Well, they're going to hear a voice collectively that God wants them to do something.
Yeah.
Some terrorist act, something.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for the blue beam to be used. That's a laser-type hologram program that they could shine on the chemtrails, which is like a big screen. They could make some people's gods appear in the sky over them, and tell them to do something. And there's always going to be an instruction. God doesn't always move in mysterious ways. I think God just has to tell you, everybody go out and vote for blah, blah. The world's going to be a better place. You never know what the message is going to be. Knowing our corporate masters, it might be something like drink blah, blah, pro energy drink or something, who knows. But if I had all those transmitters right now, I think I would hit the brown note because I think the world is so full of it right now. It needs a good release. I did that clean.
Indeed. Clean wipe. Okay. No. But yeah, I mean, that's serious biz. And again, attacking the Christians. Yes. Because you have to speak to God. And God talks back to you, apparently. Schizophrenia is more of a myth than, any conspiracy, I would think. Schizophrenia is so rare, I cannot begin to tell you. If everyone would stop going to the psychologist and go to the neuropsychologist where you get all this fancy equipment just to scan your brain, yeah, I mean, you can tell the difference between those people with schizophrenia and those who don't have it. But I guarantee you, 90% of the people that are told they have schizophrenia and get scanned, well, their brains won't look anything like those of real schizophrenia sufferers.
Well, it's a systematic diagnosis, isn't it? You certain things you do, they have a medical book that says, okay, you got this. Put everybody in a box. Don't look into the fact that they say they're the victim might be saying they're being beamed or they feel the satellites are pulsing them or stuff. And to disregard that information from a person and just label them crazy is the easier way to brush a problem under the carpet.
Yeah, having to rely on someone's opinion, although expert opinion may be, it's still an opinion. So
you gotta look at the science. You always gotta look at the science, people. Okay? Psychology is a pseudoscience, whether anybody wants to admit that or not. Again, neuropsychology is the real deal. Yeah? So, okay. Well, guys, I really want to hear your feedback on this. Phone number 800-313-9443. Hit me up after the break in the after show coming up here in a few minutes. Okay? We're going to cover this document some more because it's not the full document. There's more to it. There's much more to it. Okay? This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Hillsby. Guys, seriously, educate yourselves, all right?
Yeah, big love, people. You gotta
know what's going on in this world. Don't be such a skeptic. Investigate, okay? All right. Man with third eye is king, okay? Surveillance state. Wow.
Low over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. The squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. The squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. The squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.